Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And again, back on our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're joined by Brad Gober, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, third straight win, another nice district victory for you on Friday night as you win over Phillipsburg 48-12. It was a 6-6 tie after one quarter, but you kind of made your hay there in the second quarter, got some distance, led 28-6, extended that all the way out to 48-6 before they scored in the fourth. Take me through that game on Friday night, and what were some of the biggest things that led to your success there against the Panthers?
Yeah, you know, so obviously for us, you know, there's still a lot of teaching that we're doing with regards to just situational football and some things that happen on Friday night, you know, because early in the game, we didn't start out great, you know, we let a little bit of a drive there to start. We get a fourth down stop, and, you know, we fumble a snap or it's a bad snap or whatever happened there, and they go down, they score, and 6-0, and, you know, it's going to face a little adversity to start, you know, and there's a lot of ways to teach our kids on how to continue to improve and to start games a little bit better than we have in the last couple weeks. But proud of our kids how to respond after that. You know, we came back and ended up scoring 48 unanswered points. And so obviously by you know, us staying the course and you know, responding correctly to a little bit of adversity, we're able to pick up a pretty big win for us.
I know Wade was talking about in the post game, like getting that passing game going, and it's not like you're doing a lot and going to throw the ball a whole lot, but, you know, you do have two completions and they both go for touchdowns. So when you kind of look at that, how big is that for your just kind of continuity offensively and maybe not be as predictable?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously to start the year we had some guys beat up and injured from some different various things this summer. You know, our best pass catcher wasn't available the first few weeks, and we had to kind of roll with, you know, a couple of freshmen and a sophomore tight end that hadn't really played a lot yet. And then on top of that, you know, Benson goes down with a little bit of a hamstring issue. And so, you know, we're dealing with some injuries there to start the year. And so we're just kind of out of sorts there to start. But, you know, once Maddox came back, kind of felt people down, and then, you know, we're able to kind of figure out kind of when, you know, and what our kids can do specifically. You know, when Max came back, it was like, okay, what can he do right now? You know, obviously come back from a broken leg is not easy. And so, but yeah, it's been good. You know, obviously we've gotten better and better with our passing in the last few weeks. And, you know, it's also, you know, our brand new quarterback getting comfortable. You know, he didn't get to play a lot of quarterback the year before. And so, you know, him seeing, understanding what he's looking at is also big. And he's improved so much on that. And you know, we're making some good throws and catching the ball. So, you know, obviously we go to a game saying, okay, we're going to throw, you know, 3 to 5 times a game, somewhere in that area, and we've got to make teams pay for when we do call them, right? Because we're going to run the ball, and then play action pass, and that's when you have to make them pay. So we're completing those right now, and we're getting better at it. And so it does definitely helps, you know, keep those safeties and corners from coming into the box too much.
We're talking with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. Take a time out. We come back, we'll preview the next game against Norton coming up Friday night.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, moving forward, now you have Norton, a team that was undefeated going into last week, but they did lose in overtime 28-25 to Goodland. I know they're a little bit shorthanded in that game from what I've heard anyway. Just kind of looking at Norton and seeing where they're at right now with the talent that they have, what do you expect to see from the Blue Jays Friday night?
Yeah, they're a little beat up. You know, their best running back had a pretty bad shoulder injury, I think, and so he's been out for a few weeks now, and you know, they got a couple guys, other guys, you know, dinged up against Goodland, so it's one of those things, you know, the you know, football can be about attrition, you know, and they're kind of dealing with that a little bit right now. And I fully expect, you know, we're going to go into the game fully expecting all these kids to be back. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full. You know, they're a good team and they're physical. And, so we're going to have to be really good to fit properly, on their powers and their options and make sure that we're good on that and be sound in the pass game against them. And so, you know, for us, we just got to get after it. And, as long as we trust our reads on defense and then on offense, trust our rules, you know, we'll be just fine.
This is a team that was 4-5 last year. What are some of the biggest differences you've seen in the improvement that they made this year?
They're older. You know, they were basically all juniors last year, juniors and sophomores. Now they're juniors and seniors. And so that definitely helps them a lot, you know, just having, some of that experience they got last year and being forced to play as young guys. And, you know, I understand how that goes. You know, we've been through that before. And we've kind of went through it at the beginning of the year this year with some young guys, with old guys being out, playing some young guys. And, so definitely understandable and understand how that happens. But, you can see they dedicated themselves under the weight room and they've done some good things this year so far. And, they're a good team.
Brad Gober, the coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck Friday night against the Blue Jays.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Fans can hear the game on Katy Country 94 and watch the online video stream of the Bullet Trojan channel at ncksports.com Friday night from Norton. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Steve Tiernan joining us, coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, you picked up another win as you moved to 2-0 in district play there Friday night. 52-30 victory at St. John's Tipton there in Beloit. Just looking at the game, you did get up to a 44-0 lead. It was 52-8 at one point, and you were able to, again, finish off the win. Got a lot of different guys into the game. What were your thoughts overall on Friday night?
Yeah, I thought we started out well. I mean, the week before we didn't start too well, and we kind of focused on that throughout the week and just play each play, and I thought we did a very good job of that. Way too many penalties, and, you know, sometimes they get a little flag happy, and I'm not going to make fun of the refs by any means, but generally there's something there, and so we're going to work on that this week. But overall, I thought we played pretty well.
When you look at, again, the distribution of what you're able to do, you mixed it up a little bit, got a lot of different guys involved, even got the passing game involved at times. Just kind of looking at that as far as your offense and how it's progressed this season, how do you feel about that at this point of the year?
Yeah, I just think the more you do, the harder you're going to be to defend. And obviously we still have a strength in running the ball, but if we can get a little more diverse and throw the ball a little bit and then spread it around who runs the ball, not only is that harder to stop, but it also keeps us healthy. So we'll continue to do that as long as we can.
Yeah, I know one of the things when I talk to the coaches about facing your team is just how quick you are on defense, and especially on the front of getting to the quarterback quickly. I know that you part of that is who you have personnel-wise and athleticism, but how do you put your guys into those positions to have that kind of success on defense?
Well, basically everybody's got a job, and as long as they do their job, it doesn't matter what happens on the other side of the, you know, the other half of the line, even just, or even next to you. As long as you do your job, we'll be able to get all the gaps covered. And some of our guys do move pretty well, so I'm sure they are hard to block. But, you know, what's funny is you bring that up on how we pressure the quarterback. Probably the last time we played at St. John's, we thought we're going to play a zone defense. We're going to work on pass coverage. We're going to have all kinds of interceptions, and we're absolutely horrible. So what led to the pressure on the quarterback was the fact that we couldn't cover anybody. So And now we kind of have two. I mean, our guys do cover pretty well, and we do get heat on the quarterback, so it's kind of, so far, the best of both worlds.
We're talking with Steve Chernin, the coach of the Osborne football team. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll preview this week's contest for the Bulldogs here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Steve Tiernan, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, again, you move on now. District play continues with Wakefield coming up on Friday night. It's a team that has struggled this year. They lost to Pike Valley last week 44-6 and 1-4 coming into the contest. Just with Wakefield, what do you expect to see from them? I know this is a new team in your district this year.
You know, I've played with Wakefield for lots of years and pretty much the same guy still there. And he's got a lot of energy and he gets his guys to play hard. You're right. They're struggling this year, though, but, you know, just – team like that, you never know. You never know which team's going to show up for sure, but they have some guys that can probably hurt you if you're not ready to stop what they do, and hopefully we're just prepared to play them because it is a district game, so we got to be ready to go.
What are some of the things they try to do there? Are they more run-heavy, pass-heavy? What do you usually see from him?
Well, it kind of depends who they have in the game. I mean, back in the day, it was run. Our games did not take very long when we played each other because we both run the ball up, but now I've noticed they've got their big running back in that will run the ball a lot. But he's been hurt the last couple of games, so they've been throwing the ball a lot. So probably depends what the personnel is as to what we will see.
It's homecoming for the kids this week. I don't know what your feelings are about that, if it distracts you or anything of that nature, but I'm guessing you would rather have it against a Wakefield than maybe your biggest game of the year. But how do you keep the focus on the right things when it comes to that?
No, I think our guys are pretty good about that. And I mean, I'm not a humongous homecoming fan, but I've been through enough of them that you kind of just learn how to block a lot of that out and go on with the task at hand. Because as I've always said, and I probably offend some people every now and then when I say this, but homecoming is surrounded around the football game. So, you know, if we show up and play poorly, the homecoming's not quite as fun as what it could have been if we showed up and played well. So I try to definitely keep their attention on football. And yeah, like I said, it's still the next game's most important game. You kind of made mention of Wakefield as opposed to an important game. And I know what you meant. But, but no, I mean, our next game's always the most important game, especially since it's a district game. So this is the game we're playing, and hopefully we do well.
Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in our locker room chance. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck Friday night against the Bombers.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
The better your seed, the better your harvest. The cleaned and treated seed that you buy from Midway Co-op puts more money in your pocket at harvest time. Midway has two state-of-the-art cleaning and treatment centers in Lebanon and Portis. We prescribe and treat the wheat and soybean seed that best complement your current soil conditions. Get the proven germination advantage over bin run seed, your best way forward. Call us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451, Osborne.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, brought to you each and every week by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center Redmen football team. Coach, squad gets a 37-7 win over Oakley. And I know that some people know that you had some stuff come up that you weren't able to make it to the game and coach, but you have a great staff that was able to put the game plan that you had together and pick up a win over Oakley and a nice bounce-back victory. Just overall, what were your thoughts of that and how big it was to come back with the win?
You know, absolutely. I can't say enough about my staff, Coach Rogers, Coach Hutch, Coach Sansbury, Coach Heck, Coach Holman, Coach Seaman, three of those guys, junior high coaches, you know, stepping up for me when I couldn't be there. All the credit to them and the way they were able to keep everything going. And obviously the team, we talk all the time that no one person is more important than the other, and that applies to me also. And so I'm really happy with the way that they played and the effort that they played with.
Yeah, I know going against a team like Oakley, and I know you have a lot of respect for Coach Hennick there and what he's been able to do with the program. Really a nice win for your squad after a tough one the week before, right?
Yeah, and it was absolutely a dogfight early on. It was 14-0 at half, and then they come out and score early, 14-7, and a physical team and playing hard. And the way our guys – especially, we've had some trouble in the second half, you know, and we haven't been able to pinpoint what that is. But the guys really put their foot on the gas from that 14-7 point and had a punt return for a touchdown. Offense moved the ball and punched some more in. So great team win and great job in the second half to kind of put away a tough Oakley team.
And we're talking with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center football team here in the locker room chats. We'll take a time out. We come back. We'll preview this week's opponent, Republic County, in district play here on Friday night.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. for your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, still with us. Coach, again, Republic County will be up next as you jump back into district play. The Buffs are 0-5, but I know that, you know, you've seen this team quite a bit in district play over the last few seasons. You know what they're about, and you've seen them in the past, is what I should say, in your district. Just kind of looking at this year's Republic County team, what stands out, and what are you expecting to see from them?
You know, anybody who just looks at the record is fooled. And, you know, I think when you look at some of their scores recently, they're a better team than 0-5. They could easily be, you know, 2-3, 3-2. Physical team with a few individual good players. And I think they've had some injuries from what it looks like just on film when we see on the sideline. But, so, yeah, we're telling our guys that they cannot overlook this team. This is a team that plays great defense. That's what I think really stands out. They held Waubonsie to 22 points, and, you know, we gave up 40 to Waubonsie. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's what we're kind of preparing our guys for.
When you look at their offense this year, are they more run-heavy? Do they want to throw the ball much, or do they pretty much keep it on the ground?
Yeah, they're more of a run team, you know. They've got a couple of backs. Their quarterback likes to run too, and you know that's what we see week in, week out. We see a lot of quarterbacks that can move. You know, they drop into the pass and then can scramble, and so that's going to be a big challenge again, is trying to keep him contained.
How important is it to keep this team focused here with this game and not be trying to look ahead to anything else, especially since you are still looking for that first district win?
Yeah, we talked about that. It's district and that's going to decide kind of where you fall into the playoffs. And so it can't be a game that we overlook, or it's going to put us in a hole later in the year.
Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck against the Buffs on Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Capture more during harvest with new header equipment for your John Deere combine from Landmark Implement. Maximize your return with better front-end equipment and technology. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine's performance or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time during our early order program. Improve harvest in down or flat stocks while maintaining consistent speed, and no worry of ear loss when you order a new head from Landmark. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray. And by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We have the Wednesday night locker room chats, and I have Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strukoff with us. And coach, got another win, a 54-6 win over Lakeside. Lakeside had a nice record coming into the game, a team that is battling a few injuries there, but you got off to a good start, and we're able to roll from there.
Yeah, just another good effort by us offensively. We still are missing some things. Defensively, we gave up that touchdown there that we'd like to erase that. Just missed assignment by one of our guys. You know, talk about being detailed every week, playing the best brand of football we can play. And that was just a mental lapse there. So thought we picked up the pace a little bit offensively. We're pretty efficient besides penalties. Penalties are killing us again. So another thing we're going to have to work on. we really stress that, and hopefully we can get better at that.
For another week, you ran the ball well, and that kind of leads into this next part. You were efficient in the passing game, and it's just so much easier to pass the ball when you want to as opposed to when you have to, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we kind of want to sprinkle that pass in, you know, and when we do it, it needs to be very efficient. We're a more run-heavy football team, so when you sprinkle in that pass, you've got to be efficient with it. And I feel like past 2 weeks, Logan Palko game, we tried to open up some of that passing, do some of that so we can be more efficient with it. And I felt like this was a good display of that this week. We had another long pass called back as well, so the stats should have looked a little bit better than that even. So I think that opening up our passing game is just going to help out the run game even more.
And speaking of that run game, it continues to roll on. You know, talk a little bit about that. Talk about maybe the guys that don't get their name called a whole lot, the guys up front.
Yeah, you know, our line just sets the tone a lot of the games of what we're going to do. We got a really good blocking tight end in Caleb Wagenblast, and then that side of the line, you got Josh Ferguson there as well that can really move people, and you got Brian Shaw at center and Hunter Gitchell. All those guys, once they get locked onto you, they do a pretty good job. Had some problem with holding this week. It's just something we got to work on in practice, a little bit of technique stuff that we got to change. But those guys, yeah, they're great. They're really good.
We're kind of in the middle point of the season. How are the special teams looking for your squad so far?
Actually, we've got a really good kicker. You know, we onside kick every once in a while, and we've got several of those just because he's just so accurate with where he can place it. And like I talk about a lot, our special teams are a very important part of all levels of football. So it's something we work on quite a bit, actually, and we want to be very fine-tuned because who knows, at some point in the playoffs, your special teams could win or lose you a ball game. I know we've had that issue before in the past with onside recoveries, and we've gotten beat because of it. So we just really work those special teams every week and make sure we're still detailed on them.
I'm joined by Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strukoff. This is the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chat, and we'll be back after this.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Jason Broadfoot back here on the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chat. Thunder Ridge head coach Joel Strukoff with us. Turn the page on to next week, and you have Wheatland Grinnell come in. The record's 1-4, but they've played a really tough schedule. There's going to be a lot of teams, whether it's the Division I or Division II down there, that are going to be in the playoffs. So that's kind of led to their 1-4 record. But they were able to turn things around a little bit and get a win, 48-0 over Logan Palko. What do you see from Wheatland Grinnell?
You see a team that's got a lot of athletes still, regardless of the record. I know that 1-4, everybody kind of looks at that and goes, oh, you know, they aren't that good. But they played some really quality opponents, like you said. And they've got athletes. Watching film, they've got athletes that can hurt you if they get into open space. So you've just got to kind of eliminate the athletes that they have of getting into open space, you know, just being very disciplined on defense and just flying around to the ball, you know, getting 8 hats to the ball, I think is a very important thing this week. And just, you know, playing good sound defense.
Okay, you kind of mentioned that you were pretty happy with the offense, and for the most part, I think you're happy with the defense, except for a couple assignments you said here or there. Now that you're kind of got things going, I want your kind of opinion on this. Things are going well. Do you take a little time from something that's going well to maybe fix a hole you perceive that you have, or since things are going well, do you just keep going with the same schedule, practice wise and stuff like that?
No, actually, last year we switched some of our offense, about this time last year, and it was just something we looked at and we said, hey, this might work. So, and it ended up being one of our better offenses last year. So, I'm always looking to see if there's something that works a little better. So, you might see some things where we run some different things these next few weeks, kind of testing some things out before we get to playoff time. I'm always going to try to get better in some aspect. So we're going to try some things these next few weeks, but we're going to see what they look like before playoff time.
Okay, and then here's the last question. Like every week, how are the guys holding up? Are they healthy? Are you going to be missing anybody this Friday, or how's that going for you?
We're really thankful. We had the one injury early this year. Dalton Bice got injured early with his knee and ended up still playing in the Hill City game there week three. So other than that, we just haven't had any injuries, and he's back where he's good. So I think we're in a good spot right now, and, knock on wood that we stay that way.
Okay, Coach, as always, thank you for your time, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.